Hello, I'm Ruby, and I'm going to be discussing reproductive justice specifically for lesbians, and also art and lesbian representation in the media. I just want to put a trigger warning here for discussion of sex trafficking and of rape. Please stop listening if you need to. I will put a reminder right before I start talking about it so you can listen up to that point if you choose. Alright, let's get started. Gada Amer is an artist who does work representing lesbian relationships and sexuality, and the piece that I'm focusing on is a piece of hers called Kiss Cross. Amer worked with another artist named Reza Farkanda to create this work. Kiss Cross is a multimedia piece that is a lithographed print with hand-sewn elements. Lithography is a form of printmaking, and the sewn elements are embroidered into the paper. Amer describes her work as an exploration of the submission of women to the tyranny of domestic life, the celebration of female sexuality and pleasure, the incomprehensibility of love. Now, it's pretty common to see over-sexualized lesbian relationships in the media, which makes Amer's work less shocking. What is uncommon is to see representation of two women being in love and engaging in non-sexual activities, going on dates and being silly and romantic together. Additionally, men have historically exploited women's bodies for their own sexual pleasure, so when two women are in a relationship together, that's even more exploited, and men view that as something that's for them. They'll even take it as far as acting like lesbianism isn't real, it's just a kink, and that women do it for male attention. This perspective is both a form of homophobia and a form of misogyny. There are men who will do anything to deny that it is possible for something to not revolve around them. In an interview, Amer talked about how she doesn't want to be classified as a woman artist or a Muslim artist. She doesn't want to be stuck in a box and defined by another label. Amer says that
all of these adjectives that makes you less important, actually, than just being an artist.
She also talks about how the reason that she works with embroidery is because when she was at art school, she was informed that the painting classes were reserved for men, so she couldn't take them. So she decided that instead of painting, she wanted to work with embroidery and make it into her own form of painting. She chose embroidery because it is seen as a woman's craft, and she wanted to expand on what women can do with the little that they are given by society. What makes this even more interesting is that she created Kiss Cross and many other pieces with her friend, a male artist named Reza Farkanda, who I mentioned earlier, and he did the printmaking behind her embroidery. He's working within the traditional framework of art and of painting, even though his style isn't traditional. He's doing art that he was taught how to do by professional trained artists, and possibly even the same artists or institutions that wouldn't train Amer. And Amer embroiders on top of his work. She's not just working around the male system, she's working on top of it. She's reclaiming and reinventing, and she's taking things that men have tried to limit for women and showing how she can push the boundaries of what men think women can achieve. I'm about to get into the discussion of sex trafficking and rape, so if you don't want to listen to that, then you should stop listening here. I will also put a marker in the transcript so that you can resume listening when I am finished discussing it.
I can't stand the dialogue. She would never be that satisfied. It's a male fantasy.
It's interesting that Amer is creating sexual art because of the hypersexualization of women in the media. Pornography is especially disgusting, with men watching as women who aren't even really lesbians appear to have sex with each other in very obviously fake and imaginative way that is catered towards the male gaze. Not to mention that this is another form of men controlling women's bodies. According to HopeForJustice.org, there are approximately 6.3 million victims of sex trafficking, which women and girls are disproportionately affected by. So all of these women are being trafficked around the world, and they're being raped, and they're being abused, and sometimes they're being filmed for other people's enjoyment. The porn industry runs on exploitative material, and not just exploitative of women's bodies, but of female sexuality. The whole concept is exploitative. One of the pillars of reproductive justice is free female sexuality. Women being able to seek pleasure and to feel pleasure and to be in control of their own bodies and what they do with them. And it is so disgusting that lesbian pleasure and women's pleasure has been stolen and warped and catered to men for their pleasure. At the core of the lesbian relationship is the fact that there's no men involved, that it's a relationship between people who are not men. Men should not be looking over their shoulder, deriving pleasure from something that is not for them. Loretta Ross writes that sex is not just for procreation and sexual pleasure. It is a human right. So to take that right away from women, and specifically from lesbians, to say that lesbian sexuality is for men, that women cannot simply enjoy a relationship together without men, is a violation of women's human rights. Amr's goal is not to encourage the sexualization of women or of lesbian relationships. Quite the opposite, actually. By creating so much work based on pornographic images, Amr hopes to defuse the power of erotic images. As she makes the images more accessible and more common, she also makes them less powerful, because nobody will be shocked by something that is readily available and discussable. Women's bodies and relationships have been over-sexualized for so long that now women are hesitant to reclaim female sexuality because it could possibly feed into the media created for the male gaze. However, the solution can't be to say that women are non-sexual creatures or to focus entirely on the non-sexual part of lesbian relationships and of queer relationships between women. That would be ignoring an entire part of the relationships, which are very important. We can't just say, oh, women's sexuality isn't for men, so we can't put it out anywhere, and we can't be proud of it because men will try and take it. Amr's response to that seems to be, so what? All we can do is say that this is not for men, this is for women. And for all the women out there, you get to be sexual too. You get to explore your body, and you get to enjoy relationships with other women, and you shouldn't be limited by what men might do, because that's how they control us. Men have caught us in this grip of convincing us that no matter what we do, they will take advantage of us, and they will take advantage of our bodies and our relationships with one another, and they will try to take it from us. It's our job now to simply not let them have that power. We cannot just give up on lesbian sexuality. We can't just say that we need to get rid of it because men think it's hot. This is why Amr's work is important, because she's saying to men, I know this media was created for the male gaze, and I know you're going to see it when I finish my work. I know you're going to see this sexual relationship between women, but guess what? It's not for you. You can't control us.